Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm on a mission for dime pieces and sexy ladies. Allow me to introduce you to my...
Your name, Mercedes.
We don't need a pitch clock for Astudillo. Oh, he loaded up. Mercedes tattoos it to center. It is gone.
There you go.
A 3-0 swing. And it's 16-4.
Well, I'm thinking that probably does it.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show. Afternoons on The Score.
A White Sox winner, a White Sox blowout. Am I allowed to say those things, Shane? Is that okay?
Yeah, you're fine, man.
Okay, cool. Sounds good. Your mean Mercedes, 3-0 pitch, off a position player, 47-mile-an-hour pitch, 109-mile-an-hour exit velocity.
Mm-hmm.
But... the unwritten rules. What's this guy's name? The Twins
Mercedes.
The Twins broadcaster.
Roy Smalley is the color analyst for the Minnesota Twins. He was a Twin at two different times in his career. I remember him as a Yankee in the early 80s. He was also very briefly a Chicago White Sox player in 1984. But Roy Smalley has been the voice of the Twins for a long time. Former All-Star Roy Smalley, as Pat Hughes might say. And... I hope we have a long context of this, right? I'm so glad that Tanny's got the long context of this, because in a blowout, you see a position player come in, and it's fun. It's fun. That's what it's for. Cut off the tension. Don't burn a bullpen guy. Have some lighthearted enjoyment.
Yes. Yes. And we have your mean Mercedes reacting to this, because evidently anytime any potential infraction happens on an unwritten rule in baseball, it has to be hunted down and reported out. So here is the Twins broadcast of the home run off the position player with the 3-0 count.
And a lot of the fans were streaming up the aisles. And then the announcement was made. Now pitching for the Twins, Williams has to deal. And I swear to you, a third of them stopped and found a seat. They are here to be entertained. 1-1. Two and one. One away. When he pitched earlier this year, he had a 1-2-3 inning on 7 pitches. It was the most efficient inning we have seen this year. Here's Mercedes. 3-0. High fly, center field. Going back is Refsnyder, still going back, and he has given up a home run to Yermin Mercedes on a 3-0 pitch. Does it matter? He swung away on 3-0.
I don't like it now. I mean, at 15-4, I don't like it. You're gonna get the same pitch after this. I don't like it, but
47 miles per hour.
The only thing that I will say in Mercedes' defense is, look, you threw a catcher out there that's lobbing the ball in at 47 miles an hour. I might as well go ahead and, see what I can do. It's not like it's one of the pitching staff that he's showing up 3-0, but I'm not crazy about swinging 3-0, 15-4.
He has an earned run average. It's 4.50. Looked over into the Chicago dugout about Mercedes hitting a home run against him on a 3-0 pitch.
Oh, man.
So
poor Roy Smalley in some ways. It's like he doesn't even really, he feels like he's supposed to represent that at this point. It didn't even feel like he really even believed it necessarily.
Well, that clip that went viral on Twitter, which brought this to everyone's attention, because I assume we were, if you were watching that game, you're watching Stone and Benetti, right? The guy who clips it puts the headline, Twins broadcast seething, LOL. That guy was not seething.
You know, I don't like it.
He's like, he was asked the question. He's like, I don't like it. Okay. You're allowed to not like it.
And then he says it in his defense. It's not like it's a pitcher out there. So he wouldn't like it more if it was a member of the pitching staff and it's a 3-0 count.
Right.
Because you're supposed to just be trying to get the game over with. That's like the Tatis Grand Slam last year. You know? Like, oh, you know it's a fastball coming. You're not supposed to swing and produce in a results-based business where you're paid for stats and it's good to win by a lot, et cetera.
And just to be clear, in case anyone doesn't already know my/our stances on this, unwritten rules are silly. The game isn't over. They have another time up to bat in the game. Yermin Mercedes can be stuffing stats, wanting to stick around in the big leagues, whatever. Get him out. If you're throwing a pitch up there, you're allowed to swing at it. And, oh, yeah, by the way, it's a 3-0 count. The game is, what, 15-4? Do you want him to take a walk? Yeah,
they did. That's the thing. Like, the absurdity of the unwritten rule.
No, Speaks. They wanted him to wait another pitch and then do what he did.
That's the thing, man. You're going to get the same pitch after this one. Like,
there's no guarantee of that, given that the previous three were balls.
Yeah, well, for sure. But like, you're going to get the same kind of like ephesy pitch real slow that you could hit. So by that logic, you're going to get the same pitch. Take the 3-0 pitch. And then it's okay to swing at the 3-1 pitch?
Yeah, because your game. You want this more base runners. You got to have more base runners up there in that situation.
Indeed. Go ahead and take the walk. Also, extend the game. Extend the game that the opposing manager has immediately told you he doesn't care about because he's putting a catcher out there to pitch. I love when position players pitch. I find it adorable. It's sensible. Don't burn an inning from a bullpen that's tired anyway. Let the dude pitch. And then you know what can happen? Maybe he gets hit or maybe not. The whole point of it is that, you know, there's BABIP and stuff, so you could hit a ball that goes right at somebody. Or you might go deep. You know who David Ross's first career home run is off of?
I know.
Who's that?
It's off of...
Go ahead, Danny.
It's off of position player. Is it off of Rizzo?
No.
Mark Grace.
David Ross's first career baseman. Home run is off Mark Grace. Nobody has ever said, he shouldn't have done that because it's a position player. No!
I'll say, though, when we had Mark Grace on that one time, remember that? Let's look at those times. He did not like the fact that I had that in the open.
Yeah, he was still a little salty about it.
Really?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
He was offended by that?
Not offended, but he's like, oh, yeah, I had to put that in there.
Yeah, 97% approval rating for Tanny's guest opens. Mark Grace was in the 3%.
I mean,
we haven't had him on since.
Look, I think everybody knows. And they were like talking about how it's unhittable, that pitch. It's difficult to hit that pitch. You can't talk about how it was impressive that he can throw it and then be upset when somebody actually hits it. That's how the game is played. I mean, it's idiocy.
What about the people that they're leaving the ballpark, then they see that matchup, like, oh, I got to stay for this. Like, you want to draw a walk, and then everyone's going to leave happy? Like, come on now.
Right. They're saying people are streaming it. Don't leave now. It's kind of fun to see Williams Astudillo, but only if the opposition agrees not to swing.
Hey, Tony La Russa is a problem. His presser for today, his pregame, is rolling back there. I just heard the first answer. People are going to want to stick around. We'll be the first ones to air this audio. He just went against everything that we've been talking about all day. Just put both his feet, his arms, his hands in his mouth.
Are you kidding?
Don't look at Twitter. I don't want the quote ruined for you.
Are you kidding?
I'm waiting for him to finish the answer, and it's going to be on the air.
Don't tell me what it is.
I'm not going to tell you what it is, but I'm going to tell you this. That the reason this moment has raised our hackles, and
we've been
talking and texting about it all day, is because this is the exact situation after the hire that we were going to be on the lookout for. I said it. I wrote it. La Russa needs to be a coattail rider on the culture of this clubhouse. Let them do it. Let them define what the culture is. And he has been. For the most part, he has been. Last night, this idiocy is one of those possible tipping points. There should be no one in that locker room telling your mean Mercedes he did the wrong thing. No one. Because it's not how the game is played anymore. It's not how you do it anymore. And none of those White Sox players, well, at least none of them last year, would have told your mean Mercedes to put it back in his pants and don't enjoy yourself and don't swing. Nobody.
Well, so, okay.
And nobody should.
Here's the thing with this.
It's the player's game.
So Tony La Russa last year when he was out of the dugout on the Fernando Tatis Grand Slam when they were up big, he said, if you don't think sportsmanship belongs in the game, you're full of bleep. It's just not sportsmanlike. Tim Anderson, about that Tatis home run, said the only thing Tatis did wrong was apologize. I'm turning off the text line. I'm turning off Twitch. I'm turning off Twitter. I want to hear these quotes in full. But here's the problem here. And again, I don't even know what he said. But you had 22 hours. You've had all the time in the world to just defend your guy. Now listen, your main Mercedes is in the lineup today, right? He's hitting fourth. Okay. So it can't be that big of a problem in the clubhouse. But again,
he's sitting higher up than he was yesterday, I think.
No.
So he's getting rewarded.
Same spot.
How long is it going to take? So can we hear your mean Mercedes? Because your mean Mercedes is asked about it. And his answer is, of course, what you would expect from a fun-loving baseball player who hit a home run.
It looked like there might have been teammates speaking to you on the bench, but do you? This is how you play baseball. You always talk about your mean being your mean, right?
Yeah, that's sort of, I'm going to play like that, you know. I'm Jeremy. I can be 100%, you know, because if I change it, everything's going to change it. Everything was good. My teammate is talking with me. Just be relaxed. Everything was good. Everything's good. Just doing you, you know. We good.
He's got to be himself. That's who he is. And guess what? That's who Fernando Tatis is. He should be himself. He shouldn't have had to apologize last year. And he did. And you had it. Tim Anderson said the only thing that was wrong is that he apologized. So now it's the player's game.
I told you in transition when we brought this up that there was no way that Tony La Russa changed his mind, but that this was PR 101.
Should have been a layup, man.
This is a layup.
But guess what?
Do not undermine your clubhouse. Do not undermine your team.
Danny, it is the extreme opposite.
It's ridiculous. This is a complete
180 from what we talked about earlier.
I haven't seen the quote. We called this ahead of time. We talked about this the day after the hire.
Man.
I read those Tony La Russa comments the day of the press conference. And we're like, this is what you're bringing in. This is why this could potentially matter. And by the way, so Tony La Russa spoke after Yermaine Mercedes?
Yes.
I have that right? So Yermaine Mercedes goes out there and is like, I'm not going to change. I love it. Okay. So with that as the backdrop, Tony La Russa's response to Yermaine Mercedes hitting a home run off a position player with a 3-0 count and a blowout last night.
Big mistake. I mean, you guys are zooming, so you're not at the ballpark. If you had been at the ballpark, just about the time the guys told me to pitch, I took several steps from the dugout onto the field yelling, take, take, take. Because just the way he was set up, it looked to me like he was going to swing. And the whole time he's around the bases, I'm out there and I'm, you know, I was upset because that's not a time to swing 3-0. And, as you know, I happened to look over there, and I know the Twins knew that I was upset. You know, Joey, give him the take sign. I just think Yermaine was locked into he and Estudillo. You know, they know each other from different competitions. And he was locked in, and really what he just, I got to get him. But he missed a 3-0 hit sign with that kind of lead. It's not over. That's just sportsmanship, respect for the game, respect for your opponent. He made a mistake. So, you know, there'll be a consequence that he has to endure here within our family. You know, it won't happen again because, you know, Joe will be on the lookout and I will be too. And we'll go running in front of the pitcher. We have to. Now, he's not going to do that again. I heard he said something like, I played my game, but no, he doesn't. He plays the game of Major League Baseball that respects the game, respects the opponents, and that was not. And he's got to respect the signs. when he gets to take sign, he takes. He's in there today. So the consequence is not sit him down.
Charlo?
It's a learning experience.
Tony, did you talk to him about it, or has anybody talked to him about what you just said to him?
Yeah, sure. Of course I talked to him about it. And it's a learning experience. You know, made a mistake. You know, I actually apologized to the Twins. I sent the message over there. Not acceptable, and and I'm certain that will not happen again with Yermin.
Do you expect anything in retaliation of sorts from the Twins?
I'm hoping that they know that I was really upset with it. It shouldn't have happened. I hope it's enough.
Yo, get bent, man. That is ludicrous.
Well,
the idea that there would be a consequence for Yermin Mercedes hitting a home run when he is a young player who is trying to solidify himself as a big leaguer and get paid eventually is just so out of touch with the modern athlete and his clubhouse that it is honestly laughable. And also, beyond that, you have insubordination on your hands. Tony La Russa said he talked to Yermin Mercedes last night. And then Yermin Mercedes came out today and said, I'm not changing anything. And then Tony La Russa came out and said, No, he's going to change something.
Yeah, no, he's not.
So the players do not respect Tony La Russa's apparent disrespect for whatever the hell they did last night. That is just so
it's pathetic.
Heavy-handed, man.
Well, that's Tony. That's what Tony has always been. The hubris that he defines what the game is about, that he defines the sportsmanship of the game, and he likes to think he's holding up the old standards. Standards change. Culture changes. The game has changed. And this is a team whose mantra was change the game. Playing in a league that wanted to market them, has marketed them, that put that home run on their Twitter feed, and the manager stands against what that team is about. And it sucks. It's embarrassing. And you've created a disconnect that we knew was a possibility. And all those times we asked, well, could La Russa be humble? Could he find the humility it takes to let the players define the culture? And the answer today is a definitive no. And that's pathetic.
Honestly, it's stupid.
Well, there's one problem here. There's one big problem here. Yermin did something wrong. Unfortunately,
there was a sign and he ignored it.
There was a take sign and he ignored it. And if you have a problem with that, after you do the take sign, then you go back and you talk to your manager and say, this is not what it is. And let's deal with it. This is not what the game is now. Yermin is wrong in that. Tony is dead wrong in giving the stupid ass take sign out of some version of respect for a game that doesn't freaking exist anymore. And I love the game. I love the history of the game. But this is dead wrong and an embarrassment. And Jerry Reinsdorf has created problems that didn't need to happen.
But also, just forget the baseball part. You could do it in any sport. It's just unnecessary PR from a question and answer session with the media. You have the best team in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you create this drama? Why would you create a situation?
Because it's a teaching moment. Because
Yermin
fitting into Tony's game is more important than Yermin being himself.
Yeah, but that's what
it's
I'm
pathetic.
Talking about. But,
yes,
but it's counterintuitive. It's cutting off your nose to spite your face. Now Tim Anderson is going to be asked about it.
Yep,
and Tim Anderson will disagree with Tony La Russa, and then Tony La Russa will be asked about Tim Anderson's disagreement.
And guess
and
who's
you
coming
will turn
back?
Turn this into a 2 or 3 or 4 day news cycle when you're one of the hottest teams in baseball. It's so dumb. Like crisis PR, man. This was not a crisis.
Yeah, and now we made it so. Because guess who's coming back around? Jeff Passan digging around about the disconnect in the clubhouse.
Man.
Guess who's coming after that? Kenny Rosenthal digging around to see if Passan's correct. Guess who's coming after that? Bob Nightingale talking to Jerry Reinsdorf because that's the only one he talks to. All of that stuff is going to recirculate now and potentially distract both the public and the players from the fact that they are the best team in the game right now. so stupid and unnecessary and foreseeable. People wonder why we bitched about Tony, why we worried about Tony in the offseason, because a moment like this was coming and he flunked. He flunked it.
It's so out of touch. It's just wrong. Not even out of touch with your mean Mercedes and your clubhouse, but he said, I know that baseball likes this stuff. I know they like the personality and all of that. And he talked about how your mean Mercedes and the guy, who was the position player? I keep forgetting his name.
Williams Astudillo.
That they had a relationship, and so he was locked in on the personal matchup. Didn't we just see Rizzo and Freddie Freeman and they being locked in on the relationship? And
loved it.
And it was fun.
Hey, Rizzo struck him out, and that was great theater and great fun.
I didn't like the fact that he struck out Rizzo. I mean, Rizzo was just trying to go out there and earn and just, you know, respect the game, but he struck him out. Like, that's disrespectful to Anthony Rizzo.
Let me ask you, if Freddie Freeman homers off Anthony Rizzo, if Frederick homers off Anthony Rizzo, they're both laughing and smiling in the same way because that's their personality. And is anybody bitching about that? Is David Ross bitching about that? If it's on a 3-0 count or whatever? This is so stupid.
I don't even know how much, like, they are so good that they're going to make their manager irrelevant, and their pitching is so good that he's going to look great. But, man, it's just an unnecessary landmine. It's like they were walking on a line, and they planted the landmines in front of them for themselves. Like, why would you do this? You could avoid it. It was right there for you.
If you're going to hire the guy, you know this
so
is an
stupid,
issue.
Man.
It was all right there for you. Talk to him about it, man. And it's not an age thing. How old's Jim Leland? Jim Leland would not be saying this.
106.
Dusty Baker would not be saying this. You know, it's like, it's not about age. It's about being a crusty, you know, just completely condescending, hubris-filled jamoke. And that's what he's been his whole damn career. So disappointing.
And the thing is, too, he chooses this. Because if it was right after the game last night, home run in the ninth inning, we know that there's not a whole heck of a lot of filter between end of the game and Tony La Russa. 21 hours later, yeah. He's like, well, I still feel this way.
Yeah.
It's dumb. It's a dumb way to handle the story.
He won't do it again. Right after your mean Mercedes said publicly, I have to be myself.
All right, and so how about this? When he says there will be consequences, and then he's like, oh, I hope the Twins don't throw at him, but he's in the lineup.
He'd be okay with it.
Don't you think?
100%. If they throw at your mean Mercedes and hit him in the butt, Tony'd be like, you had that coming. That's how our game works.
So what consequence is he talking about unless he is talking about that? I mean, shouldn't that question be asked? I mean, he'd probably say, I'll keep it in-house. But what consequence is Tony La Russa going to impose on your mean Mercedes for hitting a home run? And by the way, stats matter to arbitration cases and contracts
How about rookie of the year voting? If he's sitting on 26 homers instead of 27, whatever. It's just absolutely ridiculous. But you know what? Your boss is your boss.
No, but this is insubordination, though, man. Like, right? Like, so he ignores the take sign, and that's a mistake. You're right.
That is a mistake.
We agree with that. But if he said, don't do it again, and your mean Mercedes is like, yeah, I'll do it again.
That's pretty much what happened. Your mean said, I'm going to be doing that again. Okay, good. Hey, Tony, your mean, yeah, he won't be doing that again. But he just said, hey, yeah, he won't be doing that again. Okay, well, talk to him again. Let's everybody chase it down. Let's make it a story. This sucks. You know what I want to talk about? Andrew Vaughn played right field last night. He's been so good in left that they gave him a shot to play right field. Good job, Tony. Good thought, because you might need him there eventually with Eloy or with Engel or however it's going to work out. Andrew Vaughn is a total professional ball player, deserves that shot, yada yada. Can't talk about that too much, because Tony is stepping in it and making the divide between himself and his team more apparent every freaking day.
We hear from you and Shane and Tanny, fascinated that Tony La Russa knew the landmine was there, installed the landmine, and then stepped on the landmine. It's a bold strategy. You don't normally see it. I can't believe he did that. What a dumb way to handle a non-story. It's Parkins and Spiegel on The Score.
Big mistake. I mean, you guys are zooming, so you're not at the ballpark. If you had been at the ballpark, just by the time the guy started making the pitch, I took several steps from the dugout onto the field yelling, take, take, take. It's just the way he was set up. It looked to me like he was going to swing. And the whole time he's around the bases, I'm out there and I'm, you know, I was upset because that's not a time to swing 3-0.
I hurt myself today.
I'm guessing you know the rules better.
To see if I still feel
stupid, lousy.
I focus on the pain.
A lot of negative vibes.
The only thing that's real.
Is that what he said?
Tony Cash, it's forget the unwritten rules part, forget how archaic it is, forget the insubordination, forget that your mean Mercedes hit a home run and is trying to stay in the big leagues and make money and maybe win Rookie of the Year. It's just bad PR. Why would you create a multi-day story and controversy and distraction out of nothing when you're the best team in baseball and everything is going well for your team? Why would you do it?
Because Tony's version of the game is the best version of the game. And narcissism is a bitch. It has forced him to take this job again and put himself out there out front so he can espouse about the beauty and morality of the game. And that is more important than his players. It's more important than the confidence, the well-being of your mean Mercedes. It's so old school, arrogant, and ridiculous. Offensive, man.
It's so dumb. It's such an unnecessary way to go about doing things. And now we know that Tim Anderson disagrees. We know that your mean Mercedes disagrees. And he says there are going to be consequences and he won't do it again. But your mean Mercedes, literally right before his manager got on the Zoom with the reporters, was like, nope, I'm not changing. I'd do it again. So
let's be honest, like, Tony's not going out there playing any games. So at that point, as players, we have to see it as like he's the guy that just make the lineup card.
See, that's TA talking about this in advance of this kind of issue potentially coming up. That's a good pull, Tanny. So in the end, Tony's going to say all this stuff, and the players will have to, as they have been and as they will need to still, withstand the presence of their manager. They have to withstand it.
So
survive it.
Tanny?
What a needless challenge by ownership. What a needless, silly obstacle to put in front of your clubhouse.
Tanny, Shane, yeah. How you feeling?
What, dude?
Just curious.
Look, man. You know, Rick Hahn has served up a great meal here. If he's cooking up a great steak at Chicago Cut or Gina Giorgetti or Gibson's, he's got a great steak dinner, boom, here for Tony La Russa, and he's handed to him at no real cost. And Tony La Russa's got a big bottle of ketchup, and he's just pouring it all over a finally cooked, perfectly cooked steak here. Like, that's my first blush reaction, but I'm wondering, like...
What's wrong with that, though?
Nothing, Pat, sorry.
Thank you.
I don't mean to, you know, alienate you here. But... I'm thinking about this, like, obviously it's dumb, it's stupid, it's out of touch with his team, and ultimately I don't think it'll matter because your group of 25-man, 26-man roster is a lot more powerful than the one guy making out the lineup card, and I would love nothing more tonight with a guy making his major league debut for the Twins. T.A. leads off the game and just bat flips right at his own dugout, but not at the dugout in the general vicinity, but at his manager. But I'm wondering, like, is this just posturing? Like, Tony feels like he has to say this for the quote-unquote old guard of baseball. Like, I better put a good public face on this so people think that I'm out here defending the delicate sensibilities of our game.
So when he fields a call later on from Buck Showalter, or when he's talking later on to to Madden
or a dinosaur,
whoever he's talking to, that he can say I stood up for the game.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. I'm just trying to see it from all angles here, but he went in kind of hard. You're calling it a mistake. And,
sure did.
You know.
It will not happen again. There will be consequences. I will get in front of the pitcher next time if I need to.
Folks, it's going to happen again.
He said I will get in front of the pitcher?
Him and Joe. Him and Joe McEwing, Super Joe, are going to step in front of the pitcher.
That's what he said.
If your mean doesn't
We played it. That's
time.
What he said.
He said that.
I missed that in my rage. There was so much in there. So much ridiculousness in there.
Guess what, folks? It's going to happen again. This is a good offensive team. Even with the injuries, they're going to be in this position again.
Yeah.
And if you guys have a chance to pad stats, like you said, all-star game appearances on the line, rookie of the year votes on the line, I would expect nothing less to go out there, swing from the heels.
It was followed up directly, I think, by our buddy Ryan McGuffey, who said the question that we were laughing about it before, that it would have been okay if he took that pitch for a strike and then hit a home run on 3-1. And La Russa said, yes, that would have been fine.
What a jackass. I emailed my ticket rep this morning looking for 6 tickets to a game on June 11th. Oh, guess what, God. Rick Hahn? I love you, buddy.
All right.
I'm not paying for anything else.
Okay.
I'm done. I'm absolutely done with this garbage-ass manager.
It would have been fine. 3-1 homer, totally fine.
3-0. You're not done, buddy.
I am done. I'm done. I'm not going.
No, you're
not. He's done.
No, yeah, I'm not going. Just like Rick won't come on the show unless Danny's not here. Whenever Tony decides to take a vacation day and Joe's managing, I'm there.
It's too bad, but you know,
garbage.
You know who doesn't agree with Tony? A lot of those guys. Like, maybe there's a couple guys. We know Adam Eaton agrees with Tony. Adam Eaton was seen talking to Yermin in the dugout, and Yermin said that some players talked to him, didn't he? He said that some players spoke to him about it. So there's a couple guys. Lucas doesn't agree. Tim Anderson doesn't agree.
I have evidence right now that Evan Marshall doesn't agree. Thank you to a texter who's pointing this out on Twitter. Evan Marshall has liked 4 tweets in the last half hour. Jeff Passan's, Mercedes made the mistake of being awesome. Jared Carrabas, F off with this. The Twins were already losing by a billion, and it was a position player pitching. I would imagine he didn't get his feelings hurt over giving up a homer. This bleep is so tired. They throw the ball, you hit the ball. This is the big leagues. Get the outs. All La Russa had to do was say nothing. F and A man, these quotes suck. Evan Marshall liking that tweet.
Wow.
Then from another person, pretty sure whatever fanfare Tony La Russa was starting to get with his team playing so well has gone out the window with his Yermin Mercedes comments. All of those things liked by Evan Marshall.
This is the age we live in. It's social media. You can decode this and figure this stuff out. And this is fodder for more think pieces and more articles about this stuff. Yes, we're talking about it because Tony La Russa made it a story.
Guys, I like this, man. You know, the baseball teams need things to rally against. You know,
they're rallying against their own manager.
But it's funny, as if the injuries weren't enough. Eventually, those guys are going to come back, God willing, at the end of the season, and then they'll have nothing to rally against. So now they have their manager to rally against all year long.
Yeah, you know, a texter now says, Buck Showalter's not a tight ass about it anymore. He said he looked at Adam Jones and Manny Machado. They weren't bothered when he took the cue from them. He said it's their game. Well, that's Showalter said about Yermin Mercedes earlier in the year that, quote, there's a reason why he's moved around. Trust me, it's not just pure baseball. I remember when he was taken in the Rule 5 draft, we were glad they took him. That's Buck Showalter from April when Yermin was breaking out. And he was, in my opinion, trying to cover his ass from the fact that they let a guy go who can absolutely rake. Absolutely rake. So if Buck Showalter's saying that now, he was old school about Yermin and the showboating, the perceived showboating, as recently as April. It's ridiculous.
I don't think this will matter for the White Sox, but man, why would you risk it?
You ever seen Old Yeller?
What? Why would you risk it? Why would you risk mutiny?
Reardon. Shane Reardon.
Just saying.
Suggesting the...
No. Just okay.
Which part, man?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Just keep going.
I haven't seen it in a long time. Yeah. I'll watch it. Thanks.
Unbelievable. My brother Brad in studio. It will change the tune significantly in 20 minutes. It's Parkinson Spiegel on the score.
You know, if you've been struggling and you still have chemistry, that's a really good sign because it means you're really committed and you're dealing with the reality of getting better. The second is they had a winning season and a playoff appearance. It's about them understanding that chemistry, relationships, nothing automatic unless you go about it the same way, but even better. So it's got a chance to carry over because they know what it feels like, but they need to take care of it. We all need to take care of it. It's not, otherwise it'll disappear.
That's Tony La Russa from spring training before this season,
saying that chemistry matters, relationships matter.
Yeah,
that the play, and he's talked about that around the same time and several times. He's talked about forming good relationships with the players and having them trust him and stuff like that. And he has done stuff today and then said stuff publicly that flies in the face of that. He's got multiple players disagreeing with him and unhappy with him.
Yeah, it's stupid. It's really dumb.
It really is.
It's really archaic. Let's take a call. 312-644-6767. Your mean Mercedes hits a home run, 3-0 pitch off a position player in a blowout. Twins broadcaster mildly annoyed at it. 20 hours later, Tony La Russa has all the time in the world to be prepared to just back his player and say nothing. Instead, he says he was upset about it. There will be consequences. He's talked to Yermin, and it won't happen again. Of course, that coming 10 minutes after Yermin Mercedes said, nope, I'm not changing. Nothing's going to be different. Tony in Wonder Lake's on the score. What's up, Tony?
Guys, thanks for taking the call. You know, we don't call the game with a 10-run rule after five innings. You don't call an inning after a team bats around. This is Major League Baseball. You put your neck on the line, and you put your foot on the throat of your opponent every time you take the field. And I'm going to add one more thing here, too. One of the most dominant teams in the modern era was the 70s Oakland A's. They would stick a knife in your back and twist it three times if they had the opportunity to win a game. And that's all I'll say about that. This is Major League Baseball, and if he's teaching these guys to take their foot off the gas pedal for any reason in any situation, he's doing it wrong.
Yeah. Thank you for the call, Tony.
People were angry at that team. They didn't like those Oakland A's. It's so repetitive. And I love the grand old game. I love the national pastime. I love it so much. I know, man.
What's your game?
But it's like, remember, people used to bitch about Steve Spurrier and college football coaches running up the score. And then they realized, wait a minute, everybody looks at point differential when they're polling and they're trying to get guys into a playoff. But, Bill Belichick runs up the score. If you're going to defend me stupidly, I'm going to score points on you. It's sports. It's how it works.
And obviously, just 3-1 count, fine. 3-0 count, not fine. Now, here's my question genuinely. What consequence would there normally be for missing a sign? Because I don't think he ignored the sign. Tony La Russa said he was so locked into the matchup with his friend, who was the position player who was pitching, he just missed the sign.
Doesn't it sound like, by the way, when Yermin was late that day, and Tony said, well, we'll give him the benefit of the doubt. He's giving him the benefit of the doubt again here. He says he was a rookie. He's a rookie, and he's overwhelmed. Now he knows. So there will be consequences if he does it again.
He said there will be consequences.
I don't know what those are.
No, I don't know what they are either. But what are
you saying? He's going to get hit tonight.
Well, the consequences to Tony is I'm putting you back in the line. Lineup and you're going to have to deal with whatever repercussions come with it. Guess what? There's going to be none because you've got a rookie pitcher out there who's just going to try to get the ball over the plate.
That rookie pitcher, though.
Well, I know.
They don't care if he gets suspended. Michael Pineda was supposed to go tonight. Him getting suspended would be bad news.
Is that why you think? I mean, we still haven't heard anything about Pineda, like Rocco Baldelli speaking now, nothing about why Michael Pineda was scratched.
I don't know why he was scratched.
But do we think Mercedes gets hit?
Yes.
Yes, we do.
Okay. Unanimous?
I don't know if we know that much about Rocco Baldelli as a manager to say he's the type of guy to go out there and do it, because he didn't say anything about it last night. Granted, he wasn't asked.
He said
finally asked today, which is kind of weird.
And they asked today Baldelli, and he said, with everything that was going on in the game, I was surprised he swung. So, look, I guess multiple managers. I mean, didn't Jace Tingler come down against Fernando Tatis last year?
Yep.
And that was embarrassing. It's ridiculous.
I think the benches are going to clear tonight. Like I think TA and I'm not saying that hyperbolically. I think they're going to clear tonight. I think TA and Yermin get hit tonight.
Well, I mean, it's like even if there's an inside throw, the benches could clear. And if you're Rocco Baldelli, your team is a disaster.
Yep.
Disaster, and you need anything. You're grasping at straws.
Hey, if TA gets hit. If TA gets hit, I'm driving up there tonight.
Yeah.
I'm going to have the walleye on the stick and I'll be ready to fight.
You going to the Hawk moment?
I'm fighting Justin Morneau if TA gets hit.
All right. So we have two producers who are fighting.
I'm going to call up Torrey Hunter and say some mean things.
Yeah, we should talk to Torrey Hunter tomorrow.
Let's bring Torrey. And I mean, does he want to concede the bet? He's got to fly into Chicago and host if the White Sox finish ahead of the Twins this year. The Twins are 117 games back, 40 games into the season. It's tough to do. Torrey Hunter is going to be our co-host for a baseball playoff game this year. I like that.
The fun police, they live inside Tony's head. The fun police, It's a Cheap Trick song, yeah. Danny.
Okay, that's music. Yeah. Kind of. You could have done better.
Yeah. I could have done better. You don't know anything.
Yeah, I'm guessing. You could have done better on a song that I would have known.
Oh, my God. That's a small window.
Yeah.
Yeah. Please work in these parody songs only within these eight tracks on my Spotify.
Jay-Z. And after that, that's all I got.
These six Rolling Stones songs that my dad played for me.
Yeah. Yeah. That, now you're catching up.
Questions for Brad.
Oh, he knows a little bit more.
About your taste. Yeah,
about you. Again, short answers if we're talking about my musical taste.
We were coming up the elevator, and Brad's like, yo, I'm sorry, we got to do a 5 o'clock segment on Tuesdays about brain cancer. And I said, but Brad, me and Tanny always do 5 o'clock segments on Tuesdays about brain cancer, and we have to carry it. So thank you for being here.
Right. We now
finally, you booked an appropriate guest for our 5 o'clock Tuesday brain cancer hit.
I was able to get my brother Brad. He's got an event coming up. We're all going to share the link to donate for it and to raise awareness for glioblastoma. He's my brother. He's one of the best people I've ever met. He's going to tell his story. It's next on The Score.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.